We left off in the middle of Siman Shin Tez Vav Sif Aleph, and the Mechaber said that a mechitza sarai is only also to make a Shabbos if it's a mechitza materis, such as the third wall for a sukkah or the fourth wall for a Rosh HaSuyachid in order to mat a tiltol carrying there. And the Mo explains that a mechitza is made for tznius, that's mutta, it's not considered mechitza materis. Mishnah explains, for example, if there's a drasha for men and for ladies, so you need to have a mechitza for tznius reasons between the men and ladies going down the aisle, that would be mutta to put up on Shabbos, since it's a mechitza rai and it's not mechitza materis. The Mo says you can hang up a curtain in front of the front door, and even though it's going to be there long term, so some might think it's mechitza's kva. Shtabur explains it's considered mechitza rai because it's something that it goes in the wind. It's nav v'nad beruach. It's something that hangs. It goes back and forth. It gets blown in the wind. People could like push it up if they want to go under it or go around it. And Shtabur Taka says that the banging it with nails, top, bottom, on the sides, that's not going to move. It's not going to shake around. Not going to be nav v'nad in the ruach in the wind. That's Taka problem of baina because that's a stimas keva. That's not arai anymore. The Mo says that proichas from the Aron Kodesh, you can hang up. Mr. Brewer says, really, that's Pasha, because there's also doors to Aron Kodesh. Proichas is only an addition. But Mr. Brewer says that many Achreinim are Takameko, even there's no doors to Aron Kodesh. It's just the proichas in front. That's also good enough. Then Mr. Brewer says you can hang on Shabbos, Sadim HaMetziorim, that the cord of sheets on your wall, even to be kavedim there, they shouldn't be shaking. Still, it's also okay, because that's not considered the mechitza whatsoever. So even if it's a little more kavua, that's not going to shake in the wind, that Bechlal does not have a teres mechitza, the status of mechitza. Now the Mo says that only these mechitzas you're putting up that are arai, and since they're not mechitza on a teres, they're from the mutter, so you have to be careful that should only be a vertical mechitza, but if it hangs over horizontally also, a tefach, that'll be a problem of oil. Even though mechitza arai, we say is mutter, but oil arai is aser. And the only way to be okay, if it's totally vertical, or if the horizontal goes less than the tefach, so it doesn't have a teres oil. The Mo says that one can make a mechitza in front of the sun, to block the sun, or to block away the cold, to protect one from themselves in the cold, or to protect the nearest, the candles, they shouldn't get blown out by the wind, because there's not a mechitza materis. So as long as doing arai mutter, Mishabur speaks out, if it's going to be something that's keva, it's going to last like that long term, that could be a problem of mechitza's keva, and that will still be also. The Rambam says, that's also to put mechitza b'fnei arner, in front of a candle, the one can meshamish mitosei over there, because that's a mechitza materis. It's being mater, since also l'shamish b'fnei arner, that's considered mechitza materis. Mr. Burr brings from the Magen Avraham, they're discussing here mechitza is 10 tefachim tall, and really the light of the candle from the other side is going to shine over. But still, since there's a mechitza, there's a teres mechitza between the ner and the couple, so you can mafu patalisa meshamish. The Mr. Burr says that the Shloss says even in such a case, once you're machmer also, not to be meshamish, but kapam igadin and the Magen Avraham says it's mutter. So here, really the light of the candle carries over to the other side. So why is it mutter? Because it's a mechitza. So it's really the teres of mechitza that's being mat over here. And the mechitza has to be tied down. It should be as such that it would not shake in the wind. Otherwise, it doesn't have a teres of mechitza. And that's why it's also put up on Shabbos, the problem of mechitza materis. But if the mechitza is covering the candle completely, and the light is not seen on the other side, so it wouldn't even have to be 10 tefachim tall to work. Because it's just covering the light. And now there's no light. It's not considered b'fnei aron ner anymore. It's not working out to mechitza. It's a kisa ba'alma, just the covering. And then it's mutter, even if it is 10 tefachim tall, because it doesn't need to be 10 tefachim tall. It has nothing to do with the teres mechitza of mechitza materis. It's just the covering. Similarly, the Rambam says that one cannot make a mechitza on Shabbos from Sfarim, either for a couple to be together, to Meshamish there, or Lasa Strachov, if you want to go to the bathroom there, unless it was really a tefach b'adim, tefach for Shabbos, and you just add on to on Shabbos. Here also, the Mishnah Berurah brings the same thing, that if the mechitza is tall enough that the Sfarim are blocked completely, so it's not working out the mechitza materis anymore, it's just covering the Sfarim. So then it's fine. And then it doesn't have to be tied down. That's not shaking the wind. It's working on its cover. Now, Mishnah brings from the Achrenim, they're talking about you made a second cover over this farm. This way it's klibis or kli. It's a double kisui. And now it's working out its cover. It's no longer working out its mechitzas. Now, Mishnah says the Achrenim and Mephakvik, who don't like the Magen Avraham says, and they hold since at the end of the day you made a mechitza 10 tefachim tall, and that's what was matter, it's Meshamish, or Asrochim to go to the bathroom there. Therefore, it does have a teres mechitza materis, even though it did not need a teres mechitza, because it did a good enough job of covering the nair, covering this farm. But Mishnah Berurah says, B'shas Atchak, if one stock doesn't have a different solution, he could be summoned on this Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah says, that's for sure, the cover's farm, a stama cover, a double cover, kli b'sar kli, timad atash, that's for sure okay, because he's not using mechitza at all. Now, that which the Mo said that it's already a tefach, you can add on to on Shabbos, the Mishnah brings the chayyadim, that's only if it was open the tefach and you're extending it. But let's say it was rolled up, even if the whole roll up was more than a tefach, that does not have a teres mechitza, and that cannot count as your first tefach to allow to add on to on Shabbos.